This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session right here on the Real Talk.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time. That you're, oh, there you go. Now I can hear me. Oh, God bless America. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Come on. You should know this by now. You guys should know this better than I do. I know I've been doing it for a long time, but you know me. I don't pay much attention to anything, so it's really... Can't really count on me. Anyway, do you guys know what today was? Come on, anybody. Anybody awake enough to tell me what today is all about? Right, so today was the National Day of Prayer. And all you conservative, wonderful peoples should have taken a minute and prayed for your country. Prayed for those people that are making decisions for you. Don't you want them to be led properly? Don't you want them to make decisions that's going to make your government, your community, your state stronger and better? I would. Now, I know some people don't believe in prayer. I don't know what to do with you. You're on your own. I mean, really, you're on your own. But again, you want to get involved. Now, let me tell you something. Some of you who know that we've been pushing, and man, tonight, they're having Facebook issues. I can see it right there. See that? Right there? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do what we can at the break. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. But the last couple nights, we have, I think last night we reran our interview with Courtney Brayton, whose husband needs a lung transplant. I probably should do a couple things before I get into this, right?
Yeah.
Like, say the name of the show. Would that help? Okay. Yeah. You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You get involved in the live chat room that's going on up there. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. And get with like-minded people. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Because I know some of you say you don't want to call in, you don't want to hear your voice, you don't. It's okay, whatever makes you happy, I guess. But I do want you involved. I do want you to be part of the conversation. Because you catch stuff in the interviews that I don't normally get. And then if you go up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you just don't have to. You really don't. And the labels, you know, right-wing, Bible-thumping, right-wing, white guy, those are all labels given by the left. You know, the people that hate labels, remember them? But they're more than happy to give them out. So anyhow, today was the National Day of Prayer. That's the road I started on, and I don't know how I got where, but I never know how I get where I'm going. We just kind of end up there. So the national, now a lot of people think all of a sudden this came out of nowhere, and the National Day of Prayer is something that Reagan, I'm surprised at how many people really don't know history, and not just history like this, but history about the country as a whole. So how about, you know, today, if today's the National Day of Prayer, somebody should have said, well, gee, how did that come about? Who made that happen? And it goes all the way back to 1775. The Continental Congress allocated a time for prayer in forming a new nation. Now, for days, they were having trouble getting anywhere. They couldn't move forward. They couldn't get anything done. And finally, I think it was Franklin, one of them gets up and says, hey, we forgot how we got here. We forgot the providence that was involved with getting us here to this point in putting this nation together. So they went on a 3-day fast and prayer. Wow. For a bunch of guys that didn't want anything to do with God, they were sure confused. Maybe that was the first, what do you call it when it takes a whole area over, right? One of the first mass Alzheimer's waves there ever was. Everybody in the room got dementia all at the same time. That's pretty cool how that worked. So they fought that battle so they wouldn't have to deal with religion. Yet the first thing they do when they go to get started and put the Constitution together is they reach out to God. What a bunch of boneheads. Over the years, there's been calls for a day of prayer, including from President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 on April 17th, 1952. President Harry Truman signed a bill proclaiming the National Day of Prayer into law in the United States. So today, I partook of that, and it was great to be there. Actually, emceed the event. That was even greater. It's always a privilege to be able to do that. And Sam Sorbo, who has been on the show plenty of times, was the keynote speaker. And, you know, basically the bottom line with it was every one of these events, you come out understanding that praying for our leaders is a good thing. And even the local mayor that was there to speak for a few minutes said that knowing that people are praying for him, whether you believe in it or not, helps them. I mean, this, you know, I don't want to belittle it like this because I believe in prayer. I believe that prayer is a direct connect between us and God. But when you know people are praying for you to succeed, when you know people are on your side, they want you to do the right job, they want to be on your team, that helps a lot. It kind of stirs you up to fire more, to fight more. So it's a good thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. I do so much. Again, appreciate your time with me. After the break, the first break, we're going to have Courtney Brayton join us because we've had a major update with our veteran David getting a new set of lungs. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right fight to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andrea seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andrea's flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andrea's seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andrea's seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate it. Now, many of you know we did the show, I think, over two nights. And, you know, we've talked about this kind of thing. We've done veteran stories forever and ever and ever. And this couple we know, we've become friends with over the years, and when his plight started quite a while ago, we were just able to poke some people, but not really get anything done, but just poke some people to start to turn the heat up a little bit. And over the last few days, some of you have been great and instrumental in helping to make this happen. But let me bring her on, because she's going to explode in a minute if I don't let her come on and talk about this thing. Courtney Brayton joins us. And first, Courtney, thanks for being with me. I appreciate you coming on with me tonight.
Oh, I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, good. So, you know, you came on the show a couple of nights ago. Not that we did it. I realize it was a big effort. But you came on the show a couple of nights ago, and you started talking about the plight of your husband and some of the issues he had with the VA. And then there was an email thing that went out and then a Twitter thing. And before you know it, you were getting some phone calls, right? People asking you to kind of slow down a little bit or whatever?
Well, it's been interesting because in the last 2 days, I haven't been getting any information from the VA. So David's doctor is... we talk regularly anyway, just for David's care and, you know, the transplant process and all that. If I call him, he usually calls me back within, you know, that day or the next day, and he wasn't even calling me back. So I had an inkling something was going on. I'm not quite sure. So the exciting thing is, though, that this morning – our congressman, Steve Knight, who, again, has been helping us for this for a year. He's been helping us work on it. He had a meeting this morning with the undersecretary. So that is exciting news because Secretary Sultan's office, who's one of the many that we put on the email campaign, everybody needed to call, tweet, whatever, you know, Dr. Shulgin, we needed to get him to okay this. So Congressman Knight was able to secure a meeting with the undersecretary, Ali,
wow.
I believe is her name, Dr. Ali. And I hadn't heard anything. I still hadn't heard anything. I knew that this meeting was going to happen this morning, but I didn't say anything because I there's been a lot of empty promises, so I just figured, you know, when it's over, then I'll know that it actually happened. So I got a phone call directly from Steve Knight.
Wow.
And
Congressman Knight called you directly?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And he said, I know this is Thursday and you're supposed to leave Saturday, but I have good news for you. You don't have to go to Seattle. And, of course, I start bawling. But I'm like, what do you mean? He said, we just had this wonderful call, and they have already contacted UCLA, and they are working on a contract, and this is a done deal. David's going to get his transplant done at UCLA.
Wow.
So, I know. I was like, I can't believe this. What happened?
Were you tapping the phone going, hello, hello? Is this a real call? Come on, somebody's playing games, right?
I know. But you know, Steve, you know, he talks really fast and keeps talking. So I was like, oh, wait, what do you say? And I don't remember all of the phone call because I was crying, and all I remember were the words, David's getting his transplant at UCLA. So that was the important part.
Oh, wow.
That's
so cool.
I want to thank everybody. Oh, and then the other thing he did say was that the VA, someone from the VA will be calling you in about 15 or 20 minutes. I'm like, okay.
Sure.
No problem.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
15 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes. 45 minutes. I'm like, so about an hour later, I got the phone call. But it was his doctor, David's doctor. He's like, well, I'm just checking in, see how everybody's doing today. I'm like, okay, we're doing great. He's like, okay, great. Is there anything I can do for you? I said, we're sitting here waiting for an official call from the VA. He goes, Oh, I guess I'm the official call from the VA, letting you know that we have turned everything over to UCLA for David's transplant. And I'm like, so this is the official call? And he said, yes, this is the official call. I'm like,
wow.
Okay, it's done. It is done.
Wow.
So thank you, everybody who called, who shared, who went to our page and shared all the information, who put the pressure on everyone, because the other part of the phone call from his doctor said, okay, this is the official call. David's getting the transplant. Can you please let everybody know to take the pressure off? So,
So
that let me know that you all made a huge difference, and I'm just ecstatic. And this is not just for David. This is going to pave the way for other vets. So that was, you know, of course I want my husband to be handled, but I don't ever want any wife to go through this again, any family member. This last week, you know, this all started Thursday when I went to the VA with a handwritten letter to take to Ann Brown to request a meeting, you know?
Right.
And, you know, so it's been a week of, I feel like I was in a marathon, you know, and I just, 24 hours a day, I was just going. So I had a lot of people come beside me that really helped out, and then tons of people. I can't tell you, I'm still getting Facebook messages and emails from people today saying, oh, I contacted this person and I contacted this person. And, you know, all of it made a huge difference. I don't want anybody to say, oh, well, all I did was, you know, send an email to President Trump. Well, you know what? I really truly believe that, oh, I just did a little tiny email helped.
Yep.
You know, for the VA to go, okay, can you please tell everybody to, you know, kind of ease up on the pressure now? It's like, yeah, I can do that. Not a problem. And you better stay in line or else I'll tell them to put the pressure back on, you know?
Right.
So, thank you, everybody.
I think it's great. I think it's great that you can pinpoint it to, because the heat's been turned up over the last week, right? I mean, for all intents and purposes, really turned up.
Yeah, because we're supposed to leave Saturday, you know?
Right.
Seattle was expecting us Saturday. I just got an email at 5:20 tonight saying...
Hey, hold on one second. We'll go to a commercial, come back. Yep. I'll let you finish up on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't let me go. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah. We are back. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate so much the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Ed, I love this stuff. And by the way, you know, some of you, I love to go out of your mind and this game that they played today at the Capitol Hill. You know, the bill, the law, the replacement, whatever, it isn't done yet, people. Okay? We've still got to get by the Senate. There's still so much more work to do. So I kind of understand what the Congress did today, what the Republicans did, but it's not done yet. There's no real victory yet. And the margin that they won by today, very narrow. So don't sit back and go, we got it done. Because we don't. We're just not there yet. Anyhow, moving on. Look, I want to bring Courtney Brayton back on with me. She's been on the, actually, Courtney, I don't think you know it. We did the live interview one night, and then we ran it again the next night. So, you know, knowing that Saturday was your deadline. So that's one of the reasons we pushed it out a second time. And again, if you're just tuning in, you've been listening. Her husband has been approved for new lungs through the VA. I'd say used lungs, but that sounds disgusting. But new lungs for him through the VA in Los Angeles, closer to where he lives, instead of him having to fly 5 hours or 3 hours or whatever the heck it is to go get a set of lungs, uproot his family, his house, his business, just craziness. So, again, and thanks for being on to talk about it.
Thanks. I'm so glad you gave me this opportunity because, me being on your show, I think really helped as well because we reached a lot more people that we wouldn't have originally. So again, just everybody who tweeted and emailed and shared this on Facebook and, you know, I just thank everybody because it was the pressure that the VA felt that finally made this decision today. And it was made this morning, I hear. So, and it's been worked on since Monday. So over the weekend, Sunday, when we started the emails and the calls and the pressure, that's when the pressure started. And so Monday is when everybody kind of went, ooh, okay. So that's when they started contacting UCLA, actually seeing if this would work, you know, and it was finalized this morning.
And Ed, on the National Day of Prayer, you've been asking people to pray. I believe, yeah. And I know you guys do too. I believe that prayer moves people. I believe that God moves when you pray, and I believe that God had a hand in this. And you know, thank God that he had a hand in this, or this wouldn't have moved. I mean, moving the VA is like you're talking about moving a mountain, right?
Oh, this is a mountain. This is a whole ridge of mountains. Yeah.
All right. So give us give us an overview real quick. What are the next steps for David? When does he actually have the operation? Do you know yet? That kind of thing.
Don't know yet. Okay. This was the big hurdle, was so it's approved, so we don't have to fly to Seattle. Dr. Lynch, I've already met, who is the head of the transplant at UCLA. So we met him at a conference, and I told him when we met him, you know, David talked to him about his condition, and he said, you know, there's never been a vet get lungs here at UCLA that the VA has paid for. And he's been there like 20-some years.
Wow.
And I said, well, I'm working on that. And that was, it was rainy. So it was probably in January.
Okay.
So, and I said, I'm working on that. And he goes, well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you my card. And if anything changes, you just let me know. And I'm like, Dr. Lynch, we will see you again one day. Just
wow.
You know.
Good for you.
So, I need, just like this, when I printed the flow chart of, you know, who all is in the VA and how, you know, I seriously, I know who all the players are now at, the VA and, you know, the secretary and the undersecretary and the secretary of health, and I know them all now. And, you know, this is getting involved in your government, people. You know, I know that's a big thing that you talk about too. It's don't just, it's kind of like being on Facebook and you, oh, that's a great article. I'll like it. Oh, I might even share it. You know, well, we liked it. We shared it. We commented it and we took Facebook over basically.
Yep.
Because, you know, you have to get involved. If you want things to change, you have to get involved. And, you know, the single payer healthcare, which I talked about 2 nights ago, this is an example of it. So the VA has 13 national transplant centers, and there are only 2 that do lung transplants, people, in the whole United States. So I pray that our healthcare system doesn't come to this. We need to have open borders. We need to have an open market. We need to have it ran as a business so people can compete. Because, you know, I don't want you, Mr. Smith, you know, your wife now has to have gallbladder surgery. I don't want you to have to pick up and move to, you know, Minnesota to get it. And that's the only way you're going to get it.
Wow.
You know, so it's important. And you know, get involved and be an advocate. You know, if you have someone who's sick in your family, don't assume somebody else is taking care of it. If you have your uncle or your grandmother, you please go ask whoever is taking care of them and ask them what you can do. Because, you know, that's healthcare. And it shouldn't have to be that way. I have all of his medical records, all of my husband's medical records printed. I have 5 you know, 3-inch binders full of medical records. You have to print them. You have to read them. You know, you have to be your own advocate if you can. But if you can't, you need somebody to help you. So anyway, we're so thrilled. We're so excited. Thanks to everybody again. Now, if you could please, you know, keep sharing it and think. You know, the other important thing here is.
Yep. Go ahead. Say it.
The Veteran Affairs Committee was another big player in this. You know, again, I contacted them in August, but, you know, it was the constant squeaky wheel, you know.
Right.
You may not get results in August, but you will in, where are we, April? So the Veterans Affairs Committee, Congressman Knight, all, you know, all of our friends, people I don't even know.
Right.
People I don't even know took this upon themselves and made a difference. So thank you to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Look, you fought, and that's what I keep telling people: is fight. We fight for the dumbest things in the world at times, right? Yeah, whether it's in a supermarket line or whatever, we fight for some of the dumbest things in the world. But we don't fight for these things. The government tells you, or whether it's education, or in this case it was the VA, they tell you something is a certain way. If it doesn't make sense, don't give up. Sit there and keep pounding away at it. That's how Tammy and I got involved in education. They told us something about one of our kids that we knew wasn't true, and we were able to take control of the situation and change it. So you have to fight. So keep coming back. Keep telling us what's going on. I'm always, you know me, I'm an advocate for not letting them get away with it. So keep letting us know what's happening, and I want to check in and check up on David's progress.
You bet. And we're going to keep the Facebook page going. David B, B as in boy, transplant. I'm going to keep that going because now a lot of people are saying, oh, please let us know how this goes, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll keep that open and public for people because, again, this is just the beginning. And now, you know, I fought for my husband to go through a really gnarly 13-hour surgery, you know.
Right.
We got a big fight ahead right now just to have to get him ready. Again, this really took a mental toll, but now we have to get ready for this big, huge surgery.
Sure.
And a big time, you know, how much time is this going to take? And I'm assured from the VA, I said, you know, when I heard that it was approved today, I said, great, I hope this is another year before we hear from UCLA.
Oh, my God.
And they said, no. I said, good.
So that's why it's important for all of you who supported this and got involved in this, send an email, send whatever you sent the first time, and thank them for responding. Thank them for helping
thank
out
you.
The vet.
Exactly.
And let them know in a pleasant way you're going to be watching David's progress. You can't wait to see David's progress, and thank you so much. So that's what I would do anyhow. So again,
yeah, please, everybody, email who you emailed originally and tell them thank you. That,
all right.
You know,
well, Courtney, thanks for being on with me. I do appreciate it very much. God bless.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
So I wasn't kidding when I said before that you really do. You need to be on this. You cannot just take for granted. Well, it's the government. I shouldn't even have to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Don't just think now they're going to run with it. They ain't going to run with nothing, people. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to listen to some California Senator Kevin DeLeon. He's still hitting the same crack pipe. We'll hear from him when we come back.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Yeah. No dancing. Come on. Sit down. I'm Joe Massey, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there. And I understand that Facebook is having its issues, but we have other ways you can get video. You can get it right from the website. You can get it from Ustream and YouTube and pretty much everywhere, anyhow. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But anyhow, you know, California... California is the home, definitely the home to fruits and nuts, as they say. And we've got this senator who's soon going to be the head of the Senate that believes that it's okay for illegals, first of all, to be here. It's okay for them to come to the country any way they can get here, even if it's illegally. He's okay with all that. He's okay with them stealing his Social Security number. He's okay with them stealing a driver's license, having a phony driver's license. And he's a legislator. This is what I don't understand. The Dems don't come out after their own, no matter how illegal they're acting. He swore to uphold the Constitution of the state of California. And I am sure there's no loophole in the Constitution of the state of California that says it's okay to steal a Social Security number. It's okay to falsify documents to get a driver's license. I'm sure there's nothing in there. Now, if you know where it is, send it to me. I'd love to see it. But this guy is a piece of work. Because nothing, absolutely nothing, that's good or legal or what have you, does he care about. Seriously. But let me play for you because, you know, a lot of times I read this stuff and you go, it's not true. Well, here's him in his own words, in his own voice. And when you hear, let me see if I can just play this. I want you to hear it. Watch this. It won't work. You know that, right?
And one last thing. I find it morally repugnant that GOP members of Congress started singing on the congressional floor of the House of Representatives after the vote. They started singing, goodbye to this issue, to Obamacare.
Yeah, to the nightmare known as Obamacare. Yes, you're right. They were singing like Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Not that that's what they were doing, but it was kind of the equivalent of. But what he doesn't remember is when the Dems, when, acted like children going arm in arm because they didn't like something the GOP was doing on the floor of the Congress. Yeah, that makes sense. It's a double standard. They only see, they don't see anything that they do wrong. They only see what the GOP does wrong in their perception, not even in reality.
That's un-American. That's not who we are.
So it's un-American to express himself. It's okay for them to express themselves. It's okay for him to express that he's okay with people stealing your Social Security numbers, stealing your identity. He's okay with that. He's okay with it, with helping the grow. He must have stock in some identity theft company because he's promoting it. When you have a California and the head of the California legislature, or soon to be, right? When you have the head of the California legislature basically saying, hey, it's okay to break the law. We still love you, and we'll still welcome you in, and we won't arrest you. We won't do any of that. Is that cool of him?
And one last thing.
Shut up. I don't want to hear you again. But this is how the California legislature works. You know, somebody was... We were talking about the pot laws, right? And California was one of the first states to legalize pot. Now, marijuana is a regulated substance by the federal government. And the feds have a right to regulate it. So the state decided they want to be able to sell it and make money on it. And they knew that first they had to do it in, like, medical marijuana. That way there they could kind of fight it. But they really can't because who licensed a doctor to write prescriptions? The feds. So to prescribe drugs that are regulated by the federal government, you have to have a license to dispense drugs from the feds. Well, the state of California, and a couple of legislators have said this, the Democrat legislators have said this, they're California. They don't follow the law if they don't want to. So what are we like, North Korea West? That's how we act. You got a dictator up there. There's no government. Look at, if they're governing with laws, if that's truly what they're supposed to be doing, or what they say they're supposed to be doing, or what they allude to that they do, then why aren't they following the laws? Right? Why aren't they following the laws? I don't get it. Because they don't care. Ultimately, it boils down to they don't care. They think they're above the law. They think it's bigger than them. These guys just—they just make you crazy. They make you want to come on. We'll do a couple of Democrat crazy stories at the top of the next hour. Because there's at least two or three dozen of them. Things that just make you sigh and go, "Really? Did she really say that?" Now, model Chrissy Teigen says that Trump should pay her Botox and her medical bills. Producer Tammy's looking at me like, okay, is this an onion? This has got to be an onion story, right? But it's not. It's a real story. So, model Chrissy Teigen says that Trump should pay her Botox medical bills because of her crippling anxiety. This,
I think the Botox is eating into her brain.
That's probably true. I mean, what is Botox? Is it like...
botulinum toxin.
Well, it's botulism, basically.
Toxic.
It's toxic.
Poison.
Oh, boy. She's a brain surgeon, right? Let's put that in my face, right next to my brain. You know, they always say that when you have infections in your teeth, the reason they're so serious is because it's so close to your brain. And the infection can spread and it can be really bad for you. However, these brain surgeons on the left think that putting this toxin in your face is harmless. So, model Chrissy Teigen says that President Trump's behavior is causing her to up her medication, and she wants him to pay for it. The 31-year-old model and wife of musician John Legend went on Twitter Wednesday evening, revealing that she had a tooth shaved down due to the crippling anxiety as a result of Trump.
A tooth shaved down?
Yes.
Problems are one of the side effects for both.
Yeah. Well, yeah, rapid tooth growth is probably it. Or maybe it was one of her fangs that had to be shaved down. So she goes to say, she says, I'm so blanking tired of this maniacal, insane, incompetent president and this dumpster fire administration. I'm going to have to go on another med, Teigen tweeted. She should probably have a frontal lobotomy. That would probably help her tremendously. Don't you think? Later, she added that it's not a joke. I think I need to either up my dosage or talk to my doctor to see what works for me when the world explodes. What's that drug they give them to make them almost comatose? I can't remember. What is it?
Xanax or something?
Yeah, Xanax. They double up on the Xanax. You got my permission. Okay? Teigen's no stranger to the public feuds with presidents, first calling him a joke in 2011. She also famously took a jab at him when he said that he would make it his aim to keep evil out of the country by asking, what time should we call your Uber? She also revealed that she has received Botox injections in her jaw to relieve a muscle tension. Now, in her demand for the POS, POTUS, as she put it, and that's cleaning it up, she wants him to pay her medical bills. I would approve the payment of her medical bills under one condition. That it's to put her in an asylum for at least 3 to 5 years until we're sure that she's sane and can handle life. Because if this president could do this to her without actually doing anything to her, her problems are so much deeper than just the president making her nuts. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come up in the next hour. Look, you know, I love some of this stuff. What's her name? Wow. Waters. Maxine Waters is at it again. She can't remember again that she called for the impeachment of President Trump. I'm not even so sure she knows where she is. What do you think about that? All right. And then I'm going to play a clip from our good friend Al Frankenstein. And Al was sure. See, one of the things I learned about politics, never ask a question that you don't know the answer to or you don't know how the other person is going to answer. Well, Mr. Franken, who perceives himself as being the smartest man in the room most of the time, was just stupefied at a response from Comey. Did not know what to do about it. You'll hear that when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Really, we got so much coming up in the next hour.